Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The DH, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Willie Banks. And now, play ball. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Seitzer moves to second. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Yount reaches second base with a double. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. 1 out. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive for a single. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Listach steals second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. Listach moves to third. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Listach scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stubbs. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Stubbs steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 0 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bichette. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Bichette steals second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bichette moves to third. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Harper reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamilton moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive for a single. Hamilton scores. Bichette moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Bichette scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Carl Willis now pitching. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Listach hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Fletcher scores. Listach moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Listach moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gagne scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Knobloch scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher catches it and throws to second with Listach covering, to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bichette is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bichette hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Harper and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Listach strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.